Striving for mediocrity in a world of excellence. This is the Chaser Report.
Yes, it is. It is Friday, the 3rd of June, 2022. We have Charles Firth, Dom Knight, and Andrew Hansen. Suspiciously, the same three people who have been in the last two episodes, but we've definitely recorded them all on different days because we are podcasting professionals.
Absolutely. Happy Friday. Happy Friday. I'm looking forward to Sunday. I really am, because Sunday is going to be the Platinum Jubilee.
Oh, yes. There's so much to say with the Jubilee. And Charles, you've got a story for us as well, don't you, in today's episode?
Do I? Fuck. Okay.
Yeah, sure. Your memory is not improving. All right. What a great incentive to sit around past this ad. Here it is.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
The Chaser Report. More news, less often.
All right. Well, it's a special four-day event. The Platinum Jubilee is happening over this long weekend that they're having over in the UK. Look, perhaps you're listening in the UK. You might be in the thick of it there. Mm. The Queen has been on the throne for 70 years, which is a very long time to sit.
Why didn't they wait till the 75th anniversary to celebrate? Doesn't that feel a bit more sort of rounded and...
Because the Queen is 170 years old. I mean, you've only so much you can wait, isn't there?
I don't think they should have had another Jubilee till the 100th.
Till the 100th?
I think it's premature.
You're judging on the Queen Mum. She probably will be around for a long, long time. No, they actually did wait a bit, because the official date, Charles, was actually a few months ago, and they're actually waiting to have a nice day in the UK. That's why they put it off for the weather, you see. But I'm going to just... it's going nuts. The UK are going absolutely nuts. There's merchandise, there's inventions, there's going to be a big parade on Sunday. I'm going to hit you guys up and see how much you know about what's planned. Dommy, can you tell me what new emoji was released last week to coincide with the Platinum Jubilee?
What would it be? I think it's going to be a bottle of gin. I think it's got to be a bottle of gin. That's the only thing that makes sense.
Gin emoji? Charles, if you want to hazard a guess?
Well, it'll be a crown, won't it?
I'm pretty sure there already are like 60 emojis of people in crowns.
Oh, okay.
Because you want to text people then, saying, you are a princess.
Or, yeah. Will it be something like a foot stamping on a poor person's head, maybe, isn't it?
Maybe it's a Union Jack at half mast, so they're getting in early.
That's right. A gravestone.
Oh, come on. No, she'll be around for many more jubilees yet to come. Come on.
Oh, it's just Prince Charles weeping. Yeah. As he realises he'll never get the job.
Oh, yeah. Well, where do they go past platinum, by the way? I mean, if platinum's that's the most precious metal there is, I don't know what the next jubilee would be called.
Dirt?
It goes
ashes.
Full circle.
Yeah.
Ashes. Maybe it goes back to ashes. Anyway, no. On social media, a specially designed emoji of a corgi with its tongue out was released last week.
Hasn't the Queen buried all of her corgis? I thought she'd pretty much done and dusted with them all. Didn't she not bring any more? Isn't that a sad emoji for the Queen?
No, I have some facts on you about that. Because I've done my research. Look, she has had corgis for decades, and she did decide to put them to rest a few years ago. But then to cheer her up after she lost her hubby, she was given a couple of new corgis. Give a new corgi.
Isn't that a bit unfair? Because she's, 95 or something like that?
Yeah.
Expecting her to look after two dogs as well.
But do you reckon she has to do all the... She reckons she takes them to puppy school herself and for the training?
Oh, yeah, there's probably, a staff person that she has, which is, the loyal Earl of...
Yes, the Earl of
corgi. Looking up. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, of course there is.
Yeah. The Earl of pooping, scooping...
Yeah. Yes. No, she has had corgis. Her original corgis were actually a line. They were just like the monarchy. They were actually descended from the first corgi that she herself owned as an adult. Whose name was Susan.
Susan.
Susan the
it's
corgi.
A classic dog name. I mean, you wouldn't call the corgi Fido or Rover. They were all descendants of Susan.
Yeah. Right.
And are the current ones, or because she killed them all off, that lineage died out.
Yeah, no. They've been usurped. There's a usurper in the corgi.
There are, yes. It's all changed. It's kind of like Meghan Markle coming into the family. You know, they're new corgis.
Right.
Yeah. But it's possibly they were met with distaste. I don't know. But I mean, they were actually facing a huge problem about 6 years ago. All Welsh corgis in the UK were facing a huge problem. Now that you ask, do you know what it was?
Was it that they had unpronounceably long names? With lots of W's Wales, and L's.
Exactly. Well, no, they're all called Susan. No, well, the problem was they were in danger of extinction.
Oh, how come?
They actually were, because they became really unpopular.
Well, because the Queen liked them.
Well, I don't know.
No one else think that they were worthy of having a corgi.
Well, they're snappy little things, Dommy. They're bad tempered. I don't know exactly why, but it is true, though, that their numbers have surged back from the brink of extinction in the last few years, which the corgi experts think is because of the Crown.
Oh, the show.
Yeah.
The show.
Because they've needed... Have they killed a lot of corgis on set? Do they just sort of need a fresh batch every season?
Horrible accidents. Corgi factory out there. Yeah, that's right. They've got the makeup van, you know, they've got the production van, and then they've got this sort of corgi
abattoir.
Not an abattoir. We're talking about breeding corgis, Charles, not eating them.
Yep.
Not serving them up on burgers.
Corgatorium.
Hey, here's a question for you about the Jubilee, by the way. There's going to be a big parade. It's going to feature 20 giant puppies. What do the puppies look like, Charles?
Puppies?
Well, sorry, what am I saying? Puppets. Puppets.
You've got dogs on the brain, Hanson.
I misspoke. Right. I've been talking about corgis too much. So are they 20 giant puppets.
Are they puppets of the royal family? Are they all the different members of the royal family?
No, puppets. Incorrect. Those are not the puppets.
Are there 20 alleged victims of Jeffrey Epstein just up there to remind everyone of what Prince Andrew may or may not have done?
Oh, they won't be puppets. They'll be real. They'll be real people.
They'll really be there.
Are they like Punch and Judy style puppets?
Oh, like sort of British Middle Ages sort of thing? No.
Are they all the prime ministers that the Queen has had to endure over the years?
Oh, yeah.
That was a TV show, wasn't it? It was a spitting image.
Oh, yes.
No. It's a giant pack of 20... corgis.
Is that why you said corgis?
It's absolutely true. They're going to parade 20 enormous corgi puppets.
It feels like that they don't have a very deep knowledge of what the Queen's into.
Yes.
Like, oh, Her Majesty, of course, as we know, loves corgis and... ...
All the other things are things which are a bit of a sort of shade, throwing shade on the Queen, like gin. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, so you could have 20 different brands of British gin that are... by appointment to Her Majesty the Queen. That would be lovely. I'd be. It's very good, the British gin, the botanicals,
and good for corgi. I mean, the corgis are probably going to be lapping up the gin out of their little bowls.
You know what? If they're having the giant figures, they really should bring back different bits of It's a Royal Knockout. I mean, that's of all the things that happened during her long reign.
That was
the time when four of her children competed in It's a Knockout, organised by Prince Edward. That was the highlight. Why don't they have a? Why are they not celebrating her jubilee with another knockout tournament?
They could put Prince Andrew in the front and everybody tries to knock him down.
By the way, this is a complete aside, but you just said Prince Edward. Whatever happened to Prince Edward?
He's the one who has had no trouble. He's the only one that stayed married to his wife.
Right.
He lives near the Queen. He's just... He's just chill.
He still exists.
He's the successful one. He's never in the news.
So why doesn't he...
He has a happy life. He just gets along.
Shouldn't he... be the one who then inherits the crown?
No, that involves merit. We'll have no discussion of merit when the royal family comes up, Charles.
Look forward to King Andrew pretty soon, I reckon.
I'm sure.
God,
imagine.
Merit is not a factor. All right, finally, I've got one more question for you about the big event on Sunday. Now, at Musselburgh Racecourse near Edinburgh, there's going to be a race staged this Sunday. It's going to be broadcast live on TV. It's going to be a race to celebrate the Jubilee.
Yes.
Charles, do you know who will be racing?
Yes, I do know. I bet you $1 million it will be corgis.
Yeah. How on earth did you suss that one out? You have psychic powers.
I thought it was going to be members of the royal family running for the paparazzi. That would be pretty atmospheric.
Oh, that'll be nearby, Dominic, nearby.
Or it will be members of the royal family running so they don't have to be photographed with Meghan Markle.
Do corgis race? Like, when they just...
Well, they do on Sunday. I don't think they normally do.
They have such short little legs. It would be the most anticlimactic race ever.
Imagine how small the jockeys are going to have to be.
They're also known as Prince Andrew's girlfriends.
Oh. I mean, harsh but fair, right?
Hey, harsh but fair.
Allegedly. Allegedly.
Right. End of corgi segment.
Happy anniversary, Your Majesty. Our gears and red microphones, part of the Acast Creator Network. We'll catch you tomorrow.
I haven't done my yarn.
Oh, shit.
But
keep doing that.
Do I need to do a yarn?
Yes.
Oh, damn.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
The Chaser Report. Now with extra whispers.
I don't have a yarn. But I can.
So, Charles, what is the last major issue that your child raised with you, one of your children raised with you, in terms of your defects as a parent? I'm just trying to prompt some memories here.
Well, I've got a bit of a problem, guys.
Which one are we going to focus on this time?
Which is that my son, my 11-year-old, is absolutely obsessed with Teslas.
Oh, that's a problem.
And Teslas are... very expensive.
Yeah.
Right. And I've been putting this issue off for years. Like, we've got a sort of 11-year-old Mazda. Goes completely well. It's sort of perfectly...
adequate.
It's just a perfectly good car.
But it's not a Tesla.
It's not a Tesla, right? And so about 3 years ago when Teslas started sort of being a thing, said to him, Angus, you don't replace a car when it's like... 6 or 7 years old. You replace a car when it's like 11 or 12 years old, right? Like, that's when cars start to sort of break down.
Yeah.
So, yes, we can get a Tesla, but, you know, years away. Like, when it's like 11 years old, 12 years old, that's when we'll...
And you were thinking 6 years down the track, I'll have just $80,000 in cash I can just drop on a...
But also, he'll forget. Like,
yeah, he'll have moved on. He'll like shitbox masters that are 12 years old.
No, but also, it's not like his love of Pokemon endured beyond the 2 weeks that Pokemon Go was a thing. Like fads are fads for a reason. They're called fads for a reason because they don't last, right? But now... like, literally 3 years later, he's still going on. Like, he shows me all the Tesla commercials and he's now going, okay, Dad, time to stump up, buy a Tesla. And you just go, and then you've got to explain, but Elon Musk is a creep. He's a weirdo creep. I don't know what to do. What would you do? What should be my approach?
This is a real conundrum, isn't it? Because if he's asking his dad to buy a Tesla, I mean, one thing, you could be a good parent and just say no, but you're a terrible parent, so you're probably just going to have to borrow a huge amount of money and buy a Tesla.
it's actually really easy. No, it's simple. But
to borrow enough money to buy a Tesla, right? It's something like the repayments are something like $2,000 a month. Like, I don't know anyone, unless you're a baby boomer, nobody has a spare $2,000 a month, do they?
Charles, all you have to do, it's very simple, because the global supply chain solved this for you.
Oh, yes.
All you need to say is, Angus, I will get one as soon as they come in stock. I think they're about 9 months away at the moment.
Oh, okay. No, but then that's risky. Because he'll remember, and then in 9 months.
But there's no, but then in 9 months, they'll still be 9 months away. Oh. They're not going to get any better at doing this.
Oh,
as soon as they're available for purchase, we'll just go and get one. And they never will be. They're never going to produce enough because everyone wants to buy one. You know why? Because they don't require petrol.
Yeah, yeah.
So you'd save money, even if for $80,000, you'd probably save money if you bought
one. Well, the last tank that I filled up was $80,000.
That's right. They're actually good value.
Yeah.
Or you could say, look, the moment Elon Musk has assured me that he's not an asshole, I'm straight in there. As soon as he does something human and kind for the planet.
Yeah, we play Elon Musk bingo. And we put on Angus's card, human being nice.
That's a great idea. Yes, yes. As soon as he sends a reasonable tweet.
Yeah, one tweet that isn't a fuckwit tweet.
Yes.
But no, I do sympathise. Sympathise it. Because I'm going to have this issue as well, is that my daughters, the one who talks particularly now at the moment.
What does she like?
Well, she's easy. She likes unicorns and sparkly dresses.
Oh, don't tell her you're going to buy her a unicorn in 3 years' time.
Things that cost $30. See, she's probably, you know, I will assume that in 10 years or whatever, I will have enough wealth to buy the thing that she wants. But
It's
clearly a terrible mistake to assume that you'll ever be better off and able to make dreams come true. I'll just disappoint her now.
Mm. What about yours, Andrew? Or you believe in good parenting, do you?
Clearly not. I mean, look at me. No. Yeah. Well, I was just going to say, I mean, you could just pass it. I mean, kids believe anything, really. You could just buy a beat-up old Nissan from 1976 and just say, oh, this is the new Tesla.
Yes, I love it.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's got a retro design. You see, Elon Musk has approved this.
Charles, when your Mazda gets to be 15 years old, can I promise my daughter that we'll buy it off you? Our gear's from Rode Microphones. We're part of the Acast Creator Network. If you want to give us a free Tesla, we'll take it. We'll take anything. Podcast at chaser.com.au. Give us free shit.
Yeah.
Clearly we're desperate.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.